So basically, we recruited these 150 people from across the country. We got them from advocacy groups, from physicians we had worked with, and we ended up with 150 people with a median age of 55. So they're a little bit younger than the average patient with cancer of the colon and rectum. Most of these people have been diagnosed with stage 3 disease and had colon cancer as opposed to rectal cancer. About two-thirds of the participants in the survey were women. 86% were Caucasian, and 79% had some college education. So like most surveys of this type, it wasn't completely typical of what we might see in a general population. And of course, we had to consider that when we interpreted the results. The other thing about the patients that participated in this survey is that about half of them had received an oxaliplatin-containing regimen, and half, you know, probably those had been treated prior to when the MOSAIC data came out, received just a fluoropyrimidine. And another important feature about these 150 people was that most of them had not had a cancer recurrence at this point. In fact, about 87% are cancer-free at this point. So we had sort of a select group, clearly, that was taking the survey, but we were interested to see how these people would respond. One of the things that we asked them also is what they thought about the audio program they received, just to see whether they felt that they understood it. We know that the concepts behind adjuvant systemic therapy are pretty tricky and complex. But in fact, the patients told us that most of what we presented to them, the vast majority of it, they felt that they understood completely or almost completely. Of related interest, incidentally, was the fact that they felt that this type of approach to education, the conversational approach that we've used with physicians for so many years, would be very useful to patients. And in fact, in this package that you've received, you'll see is a patient education program that we've produced based on this work.